Hi folks, it's the end of day two here at the World Economic Forum, and it's been a day jam-packed with hypocrisy. In the true COP26 style, the elites arrived at Sweden Airport by private jet, and then some of them took a helicopter into Davos, all whilst lecturing us common folk on how we shouldn't fly, how we should be eating bugs, and that giving our government more money will somehow control the temperature of the Earth. They also have hid behind their private zones, out of the way of any accountability, whilst also pushing digital ID, increased surveillance, and allowing our governments to watch our every move, and stealing our freedoms whilst demanding their own privacy, because, you know, only the rich are entitled to a private life. Lastly, the guards here were armed to the teeth, but the World Economic Forum wants gun control, so the ordinary citizens can't defend themselves. But of course, our rich friends, or shall we say enemies, at the World Economic Forum can. The hypocrisy is grotesque here, folks. It's deeply depressing that the future is in the hands of these people. I'll keep you updated as best as I can, despite attempts, obviously, to control all the media here, folks.
These lunatics in Davos didn't think that they were going to get away with being such hypocrites without us making fun of them. Don't forget, folks, ridicule is the bread and butter, one of the best weapons against these creeps. And we got to, it's just slam tonight, just unbelievable. Anyway.
Yeah, so you thought you could get with the hard rhymes to fill your mind. Fox battles, fuck lessons taught. Yes, others play the fitness, then fit like a gymnast. Raise my fists and resist, sleep though we stand in the midst of a war. Gotta get by, gotta get more, keeping the mic warm against the norm. Cause what does it offer me? I think often is nothing but a coffin. Gotta get wrecked till our necks never swing on a rope from here to the Cape of No Hope. Now freedom must be fundamental in Johannesburg or South Central. On the right, cause someone should tell them the king in the township rebellion. Why stand on a silent platform, fight the war?
What was Klaus Schwab doing in Manhattan on the morning of September 11, 2001? Well,
why stand on a silent platform, fight the war, fuck the norm? Why stand on a silent platform, fight the war, fuck the norm? Why stand on a silent platform?
What key role did Klaus Schwab's father play for the Third Reich? Yeah, you heard that correctly. Third Reich.
Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war, fuck the norm. Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war, fuck the norm. Why stand on a silent platform? take.
Thomas Paine Podcast. What's happening, folks, on a Wednesday? If you skip through the intro, the music, etc., very, very bad. We caught you sleeping as we keep peppering in different things in different parts of the show, specifically the end of the show where we pepper in some video here and there unexpectedly. It could be from a movie you like. It could be from somebody you loathe, but we can service it all right here. In the beginning, we're talking about a lot of interesting things. And we have just such a fantastic representation of what's happening today. And I think likewise a fantastic analysis. We will find out as we move along, because I have not looked at anything the Young Bucks have been up to today as far as the news. But we have videos for you of some of the insanity. We're going to call this Fear and Loathing in Davos. And we have these folks, we have the inside skinny, you know. We have a lot of fantastic folks from around the world. A lot of people I've worked with who are now retired, and some of their kids are now working for places like Interpol and other places. And the hookers and the high-priced escorts, of course, have, I would say, more than filtered into Davos. I would say poured into Davos. And the drugs as well. And so we're going to talk about that. Some things with the most beautiful, incredible people, as they see themselves, of course, in the world, 2,500 psychopaths gather together and decide how they're going to. How many, actually, what they're deciding on, how many boots they're going to put on your neck for the rest of your life. Of course, if you let them, they can, these weirdos and these psychopaths, they can sit there and plan all day, but what they can't plan to counter is a pissed off population says, you know what, we've had it with you fucking people. Who the fuck are you people specifically? Well, we're happy to tell you who some of these folks are, including Klaus Schwab. I always get those two mixed up. And, of course, Bill Gates today spoke at the World Economic Forum Fun Fest in Davos 22 and on, quote, preparing for the next pandemic, unquote. And I wonder if he provided the exact date of the next pandemic. He seems to really... Somebody call the FBI. This guy really knows when the next pandemic's coming and how to make money from it. But that's okay. Keep chasing people who walk through the Capitol building and prosecuting them while these criminals run amok. The FBI's been busy all day, of course. They broke up a plot, an alleged plot, by ISIS to assassinate former President George Bush. What? It's another FBI plot that they broke up, right? And this one, they say that ISIS was going to smuggle a team of killers over the southern border. Smuggle a team over the southern border. Yeah. And that's one of the ways that they got caught. What? You can... People are still out there, and the media's all over. Yeah. People are still out there believing this FBI fiction. You could drive a school bus of Sicarios through the southern border and no one would know the difference. Don't worry. We're all marked safe from ISIS. And a tragic shooting in a Texas grade school just... You know, we don't get too much into these things because they're just brutal. And, you know, you have to think about all the folks that are lost in these things. The kids that get lost. You know, I really have a soft spot for kids. And we try to stick the issues outside of these things because I really think that giving publicity to these things only helps promote it. And I really am, and we have been focused here on what these beautiful people are doing, what the elites are doing to harm children every day and kill children every day with their poison. And we have a hot wire coming. We're going to go with it for Thursday night, for tomorrow night, on some information that we're developing here that's just devastating. And we'll get to that on Thursday night. So if you're on Hotwire, the top tier of one of my former bosses from City has checked in, and we're keeping regular contact. Fantastic guy. And, you know, my philosophy has been don't burn a bridge, build a bridge. And so in my career, I burned very few bridges. With Citigroup, keeping fantastic contact. He says, I've been listening to the show. What, are you trying to put us out of business with this Axos Bank ad? And I said, well, I know some of the things that went on at City and on the retail side. So, yeah, you better be worried about banks who offer you a better mousetrap. And that's what these folks are doing. And I'm seeing a lot of banks out there pandering to current trends at the cost of the customer. But there's one that's not afraid to make bold decisions that put customers first, even if it's going to make headlines. It's Axos Bank. You do a quick search and you'll see what I mean. This is a bank that's all about integrity, fairness, and freedom to do business without compromising our values. Take a look at their rewards checking account, where you can earn the highest interest rate, and it's a big one. Listeners can get $150 if you open it by July 31st. That's $150 to you. Go to axosbank.com/pain for full details. That's Axos Bank, axosbank.com/pain. And for that cash bonus, you only need a $1,500 direct deposit within the first 3 months of opening your rewards checking account. Axos Bank is federally insured, member FDIC, and they're for us, all of us. axosbank.com/pain. Go check them out. Pain.tv, we appreciate it. Folks who say, hey, man, why can't you tell us? Because we just fucking can't. Because I've been doing this for a long time, and I know how to stick and move, and I know the lanes to be in, where we need to be, what we can say. And if you think I'm wrong, let's just take a quick little zip down memory lane, because we started this thing right after the election, 2020 election, when I told you folks there's no way after the election. I said, Trump is done. He wasn't supposed to win. He's not going to win. The lawsuits are a sham. It's just a money-making opportunity. We're getting off of Twitter. We're starting our own thing. And yes, if you want to be on Pain.tv, you're going to have to put something into it. And if you want to be on Hotwire, likewise, you're going to have to put something into it. And now, when was that? That was the 2020 election, right? That's more than a year ago. And now everybody has this. So look what these guys are doing. These guys have their own site. And you have to subscribe. And you have to have some skin in the game. And then you learn good things. Perhaps not good, but good things to know to help you chart a course in your daily life. Now everybody's doing it. We led the way. Of course, we took the the slings and the arrows, but that's okay. That's the price of being ahead for many things. And people are contacting me, other journalists. How did you do this stuff? Can you help us? No, we can't fucking help you. We're too busy. We're not an IT company. You're going to have to do it yourself. We are fucking swamped. I can't help you, man. And some of you folks, you're not very good at telling the truth. So we're not going to put our operation down two or three guys while we build you a forum so you can continue to lie to people and make money doing it. No, we're not going to do that. So that's what we do, right? We got Pain.tv. We got Hotwire, the top tier. We can't say these things in public anymore. We did it. 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, and part of 20, most of 20, with True Pundit. Those days are over. The landscape is different. You have to be careful what you say in public. Now, behind a members only thing, yeah, it's game on. We are slinging arrows ourselves. Crossbow arrows, pitchforks, rakes, we're throwing all kind of stuff. Anything we get goes out to the folks in one form or another. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. Now let's move on. So I put out a picture earlier this evening of a younger Klaus Schwab in Manhattan on September 11th, 2001, meeting with those connected to Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein and the Bronfmans. That's also known as NextVM crew. And, of course, Klaus, not a lot of people know, is friends with Ghislaine, and her late father, Robert. And this is why you're not allowed to see what the feds seized from the Epstein and Ghislaine and the Bronfmans raids, multiple raids on those three entities. But don't kid yourself. I said on Pain.tv, after I put that out, it hit me. And I had a conversation with a really well-placed source, and it really hit me hard. I want you to think about this, right? And understand that I was a contractor when all this stuff was going down, working for the same assholes whose names keep popping up in these 9/11 investigations. And put aside the 9/11 commission. That was like a joke. It's about as legitimate as the Warren Commission. Okay. And for you young bucks out there, the Warren Commission has nothing to do with Elizabeth. You might have to look it up in one of your favorite search things. But after talking with this individual, I started to put some puzzle pieces together. I said, oh, Klaus knows all the secrets. That's why he's running point. He's the new Epstein. But he traffics in leverage and blackmail. And that answers the question, why are we listening to this guy? Why are these people listening to this fucking weirdo? Because he knows. He knows. And it's the damnedest thing, these guys. Okay? Of course, his dad worked for the Third Reich, a key cog, or gear, I would say, in the military machine of the Third Reich. We'll get to that down the road. But learning the game coming up, World War II, the Third, I mean, his fucking dad worked for Hitler. Not just, he wasn't prepping Hitler's tea in a cyanide. He wasn't in charge of Hitler's cyanide pills. He was handing out the Rommel and everybody else. He was producing military-grade fucking hardware for Hitler and the Third Reich. Klaus's dad, Eugene. And like I said, we'll touch on that in a minute, but you learn, well, once you get all the information from somebody like Ghislaine, and Epstein, then they no longer are valuable to you. They're more of an asset killer. They can take you down. They can become an asset against you. So, in many different ways. So, you have them locked up or you have them eliminated. But the intel travels on. See, I've told you folks this many times. Intel is worth more than gold or money or anything else because it's its own currency. And it never loses its value if it's good intel. So Klaus and his band of psychopaths, they have all the secrets now. So they hold the cards on who Ghislaine and Jeffrey trafficked to. And he likely knows all the same things about Robert Maxwell and Israel and everything else, Israeli intelligence, what was really going on, what they were really shipping, what they were really trafficking. He knows it all. So now he's the point guy. And then he's protected by having a World Economic Forum where everybody is in on this. And what it does, it protects everybody in his group. So that's why you see such a continental divide between the haves and the have-nots here. It's never been more stark because these people want to eliminate you. They don't want you to know how much money they've stolen from you. They don't want you to know. I'm going to be a little bit stark here, a little bit raw. They don't want you to know how many kids that they've fucked and trafficked under your nose. And worse, there are a lot of missing kids. Where do they go? They just up and vanish? Where do these kids go? Have you ever really contemplated that? It's such a dark hole. It's probably not even worth contemplating. These guys know. Oh, they know. Plain and simple. I'm breaking it down in pretty simple terms. You look at somebody's character and you look at where they've been. What the fuck was this guy doing in Manhattan? September 11th, Lower Manhattan. Meeting with folks connected to Ghislaine, Epstein, Bronfman, and others. We'll start probing into this fucking guy a little bit more and more. But for right now, he's having his big annual party in Davos, and we opened up with some real strong street reporting from a new up-and-comer, so to speak, a young gal, a young lass. I think she's from the UK. Let me get her. Sophie Corcoran. And she was in the opening talking about a number of different things. And she's on Twitter, Sophie Corcoran. Sophie Louise CC, at Sophie Louise CC. Broadcaster. And, yeah, she's from Essex. Oh, Essex. Thurrock, Essex. I know a place out there. Called the Lobster Smack. S-M-A-C-K, right on the water. Right near Thurrock, Essex. And it's a fantastic little place, by the way. And a lot of shady people move in and out of there. Because it's so, you know, it looks kind of Tony, you know what I mean? It looks kind of like fancy, but it's right on the water, so you can get in and out of there quick. Right on the River Thames. Some people call it the River Thames, the Thames River, the River Thames, however you want to say it. I believe it's on the River Thames, as that probably cuts into at least part of Essex. But anyway, this part of get to know your friends in the UK portion of the show is over. She's done great work. She had they put other things together, and some of these videos of listening to these psychopaths talk, it's scary. It's scary. But you have to listen. I'll tell you this. you're making your own moves, I hope, at the same time these guys are making moves. You have to make counter moves, right? Okay, okay, yeah, right, yeah. Oh, is that what's going to happen, right? Digital currency, oh, okay, right? Well, that's not going to happen for a while, so I can make some moves out here. If you know a clock's ticking and you don't procrastinate, you can make some moves. We talked about on Hotwire as well. You don't need a lot of scratch. Believe me, I'm the fucking king. I am the king, absolute king of doing things and making moves without any money. It's become a mainstay. I've done it my whole life. My whole life. Almost my whole life. I made a pretty good amount of money as a federal contractor, but I was young. We pissed it away. We were stupid. We're dumb, you know. And then you find yourself in the same predicament. But, I mean, you can make, I mean, where there's a will, there's a way. I really believe it. So we talked about that on Hotwire. We just talked about it on the last Hotwire. We got another Hotwire coming up. So check another interesting anecdote. If you've been listening here the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've been talking about folks who are looking for land and looking to move out of the suburbs and out of the cities for obvious reasons with all the challenges that many of us are facing as a country and as a citizenry. I say to my wife, let's go out and check some stuff out as well. And we're out in these remote parts and different parts. There's a low signal in many of these small towns. Forget about the speeds that you're used to, something to consider. But I say, you know what? We got IP Vanish. I can log into IP Vanish. We can be protected. It's at least a cleaner line, a cleaner signal than what we're getting. I'm not really sure what Wi-Fi we're on. We're picking up something. And so that's what we did, to check in with messages, to talk to the young bucks who are back at the headquarters prepping things. And this thing has come in handy so many times, and it's fantastic. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. For you folks who need a little help with the math, IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain. That's P-A-I-N-E. And use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain. Check that out. So young Sophie is doing fantastic work over in Davos on the street reporting. There's another cat running around for Rebel Media. He's been absolutely fucking fierce. I don't know him. I'm not really up with Rebel Media. I know who runs Rebel Media and stuff. But I'm talking about street reporters, man. I'm not talking about ownership. I'm talking about cats on the street. I have a real soft spot for street reporting because that's how I got my start. And you could drop me anywhere, and I would do that as well. But it's really a young man, young woman's game, and they really are picking up the mantle, and they're running with it. And Sophie and some other folks over there, Rebel News and other places, are saying they were interviewing you can't even believe it. Interviewing folks working in jewelry shops. Now, they have the jewelry shop angle. We have the prostitute, the hooker, the escort, and the drug angle. We'll talk about that later. That's why this is the Fear and Loathing in Davos episode. Yeah, they all look fantastic in the news clips and in the news reels and the sound bites. And at nighttime, they get fucking wild and all fucked up. And it's really amazing. Some of the richest people in the world, and they still can't get fucking laid without help. They still got to pay for it. Man, I bet you they're over there right now saying, man, we really miss Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. This World Economic Forum annual meeting and all these shindigs would be a lot better with Ghislaine here, too. I mean, it's so hard to find a clean piece of ass over here. It's not untrue, by the way. So the Young Bucks over there, they interviewed a Rolex dealer at a top jeweler, said, man, sales are through the roof. So those folks are over there telling you can't buy food, telling you have to scrimp and save. And you heard her at the beginning of the show. It was perfect. Coming over on their planes, talking about footprints, carbon footprints, and they're just fucking smoke. I mean, they use more gas than you would use in a lifetime on a flight over there in one of their private planes, right? It's insane. And, of course, it's just a grift to take more of your sovereignty away, more of your civil rights away, civil liberties, and, of course, your money. Plain and simple, we've talked about that. It should be coming rather clear to you that that's precisely what is happening. Well, the Young Bucks are out kicking ass. I love it when young reporters are out getting in people's faces. Some of the older elders are working their contacts to find out what the fuck is going on over there in your world and how it relates to your world. Well, what's left of it. We'll throw a little Running with the Devil at you. So we're going to be talking about Hitler. Seems like a good song. Of course, if you check Klaus Schwab's good old Wikipedia page, if you start there, right, you find that it's pretty goddamn barren. It's like, wait a minute. Where's the dirt? Well, there is no dirt. And even at the top of the page, not that we use Wikipedia, but most people start there. But the Young Bucks flagged this and said, hey, check out the Wikipedia page. It's got a real interesting disclaimer at the top from Wikipedia itself. Here's what Wikipedia says about Klaus Schwab's. This is why Wikipedia is not exactly the best source, but at least they're flagging this. It has a big orange exclamation point in a circle. The neutrality of this article is disputed. A major contributor to the article appears to have a close connection with Klaus Schwab. Yeah, it's probably Klaus himself. It's pretty close connection. And so these guys love to scrub the dirt from their profiles, of course. When you dig into Klaus's old man, born in Ravensburg, Germany, Eugene was this old man. The Wikipedia page said Schwab's family was monitored by the Gestapo. Yeah, because they were working for fucking Hitler. Doesn't say that. They were making weapons during World War II for fucking Hitler. So I would think that there would be some interaction and monitoring by the Gestapo, especially if they were working in your factory. It's funny. So his parents had moved to Germany during the Third Reich in order for his father to assume the role of director at Eicher Weiss AG. Look that company up. It'll knock your socks off. Made flamethrowers for Hitler, made tank parts, made all kind of military hardware, and Klaus's old man was running it. And we're making it for the Allies. They're using it to kill the Allies. Doesn't say anything in here where he was forced to do it either. There's so much more we can get into. But this is the folks that everybody, oh, Klaus says this. Klaus says we're doing this. Well, you would listen to him, too, if he had video of you with little kids, wouldn't you?